Now we come to the Lord's table. This is a meal. We are reenacting a meal. We're also taking a meal. It's physical. It is also spiritual. And if you are joining with us online, if you're comfortable, we invite you to turn on your camera so that we can strengthen the ties that unite us spiritually across time and place, and we will partake together of this meal at the table. We've spoken about the bread from heaven, Christ. He is the one that has come down from heaven. And this meal that we have with him, where he feeds us, it is an echo of some kind of meal that transpires in heaven. And it happened even before the supper in that upper room on the night before Jesus' death. Think back to Exodus, when God's people, being freed from Egypt, were in the wilderness. They were gathered at the mountain in the presence of God. It was as God was going to give them the Ten Commandments. Moses came up to the mountain with all the elders, and it says they saw God. And it says they saw him. He stood on this clear sapphire pavement, and they ate and drank together with him. They dined in the presence of God. Then we have the table that we now continually remember and partake of together. And then in heaven, we're told there will be a marriage supper where we will be at the table with Christ and with one another. So what we are doing now, this bread from heaven, there is something that is going on and has gone on, and it's all driving towards. Christ has set this table. He set it with two things: his bread, his wine, his body, his blood. With the bread, we see that Jesus emptied himself as he came as the bread of heaven and took on the form of a humble servant, a man, and he gave his life for the world. That's in the bread. And with the wine, which is his blood, we're called to remember that he actually died. This body of his, the bread, it died. Bled out. They pierced him. They lashed his back open. They pierced his forehead, his brow, with the thorns. They nailed his hands. They nailed his feet. They pierced his side. He bled from all of those wounds. And by his blood, he cleansed us. He healed us. And by his blood, he gave his life for the world, for us. So we partake of bread. We partake of wine. And these physical symbols speak and declare the reality that Jesus Christ came and he died. But we're doing it. He told us about it, and he's coming again. And so Jesus Christ also lives. He was raised from the dead, and he will come again. The Holy Spirit will take these things that we eat and drink, and as we exercise faith, he's going to feed the new life that the Holy Spirit has begun in you. If you are a believer, a miracle has happened to you. You have a new heart. You are no longer dead in sin. You are alive in Christ. And it's growing. It's being perfected. We still sin and repent and get back up and pursue righteousness. But you need air for the sail. You need a wind not against you. You need a wind at your back. The Holy Spirit will use these things as you take them by faith and give you wind as you run. If you are not a believer in Christ, you are welcome to be here. You're welcome to be here at the meal. We ask that you not take of the meal because it would only harm you. It wouldn't hurt you. But we love that you're here with us. If you have any questions, ask us. We'd love to tell you more about it. Now, as we come to the table, let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for this supper. We thank you for Christ and the full commitment that he's made to us by his body coming to us, by his blood shed for us. And we commit ourselves to you. Thank you for providing this meal, his life for our life, his death so that we could die to sin and be raised with him. Make these things to be effective, to promote growth in us, change that we need and long for. Make us to find love for Christ becoming sweeter in our hearts, our appetites whetted for more and more of Him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night that He was betrayed, He took bread. He gave thanks for it, as we have done, and He broke it, and He gave it to His disciples, as I, ministering in His name, have given this bread to you. Jesus, when He did it, said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's do that now together. Jesus says, "Take, eat. This is my body." In the same way, Jesus took the cup. He gave thanks for that cup, as we have done in His name, and He gave it to His disciples. He said when He did it, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Jesus says, "Drink of it, all of you." Let's drink together. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we remember what you did, and we declare your death until you come again. Send us out from here nourished, nourished by the word, nourished by the bread and the wine that you have supplied. We love you. We want to be more like you. We want to know you truly and more. Make it happen even in the midst of our struggles this week, we pray. Amen.